The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from my home department, Chemistry and Biochemistry, it's Kendra Evans.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's Friday.
Week four.
Thank goodness.
What can I say?
Beautiful. That's like a symphony playing in my ears right now.
2 weeks away from midterms. I know I shouldn't have said that, but yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Midterm break is what I meant. Yeah, that's
okay.
Bananas right
okay.
there. Okay. Although I really do
I'm
enjoy
ready for it.
That Sunday night feeling where I don't need to worry about doing too much for Monday morning.
Yes.
It's like the best feeling in the entire universe. For fall break, we have Monday, Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a woo?
For all of those listening, that would be a great time to burgle campus. Actually, it's funny, right? The university is open on those days, right? The students just aren't around. Interesting twist. Dan Maggio, in all likelihood, has to work on those 2 days.
I do. Yeah, unfortunately, sorry, I will be working.
Yep. Condolences.
No, it's all right.
Dan, how's the Lego biz?
It's good. We're ramping up. We're in our high season.
Yeah, so it is. Pre-Christmas,
holidays.
I'm assuming, is what you mean.
Did you see that article about some at the Harvard? I think it was there. Somebody had spent $80,000 buying Legos and iPads. But could you imagine $80,000 in Legos?
Yeah,
you could build that FAO Schwartz.
I know.
Who funded that?
That what?
The $80,000.
I don't know. I didn't read the whole article.
Oh, very interesting.
I just thought, how could you?
That's
do you
it.
Think you can get away with like having $80,000 in Lego on the like the shipping dock?
Well, there's probably some on the West Coast floating around the ocean.
Yes.
Do you guys remember that one boat that sank?
Yes.
There's probably $80,000 in that.
And those don't sink. Those
float. Yeah, they float all over.
Yeah, they do.
My little baby nephew is 2. He's almost 3. We've never taught him anything about Star Wars or Legos. We play with cars and blocks and other little things. But we happen to get the Sunday paper, and he looks through a Target ad.
Uh-oh.
And he sees, and he goes, Sawos. Sawos. Are you saying Star Wars?
Man.
Yes. Oh,
Sawos.
So cute.
And then he says, me need Wego Sawos.
Oh, no.
And then he said, me happy birthday. That's a smart kid.
Wait a minute. Why do I get the feeling this kid's got a registry going right about now? You guys just don't know about it. Yeah, that's all.
Kid's got an aunt and uncle tight around his little fingers. So.
Wow. Raising good consumers.
You're definitely in good shape this year.
I mean, Star Wars going nuts.
Yeah, I don't work for Lego.
That's all right.
But I do get a chance
you
to touch
deal
them.
In Lego.
I touch them. Yes.
You
Lego
touch them.
He's a Lego
I get to play every
yeah.
once in a while.
How's everything going on your gift registry, Dave?
What gift registry? I have no time for a gift registry. For me, it's only 3 weeks into the semester, so
that's
I'm still
true.
Like one
you're still
week
green.
Behind.
But isn't it like you're like 17th year teaching?
Yeah, it's my 13th, 14th year teaching.
Okay. Wow.
I still go on nervous energy.
Okay. Nothing
and
wrong
not
with
to mention,
that.
They also made us rewrite the syllabus this year again.
Sheesh.
When I first started teaching, my syllabus was 2 pages long. Now it's 9.
I'm not surprised by that. Hyper-legislation.
Legalities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, don't sit on the X-Acto blade. Don't put the brushes in your ear. I mean, just every contingency.
Don't eat the brushes.
Pretty much.
Don't sit on the nude models.
Don't eat in the crayons.
Don't drink the glue. I mean, you know.
Don't eat the crayons.
No, there's actually a subsection in there for the nude models.
There really is.
There
really?
Is. Yes. You're not allowed to photograph them.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes
or
sense.
Or touch them, right?
Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah. Okay.
But you can draw really, really quick sketches.
Yeah, hopefully very quick.
So. Mm-hmm. Jason Roach is here. We've heard a few things from him. I'm not going to skip you. I'm still going to introduce you.
Me need Sawos Wegos.
I got to say, there are a lot of really great new Legos out this fall, and I kind of scoffed. A couple years ago, Stephanie Conan and I were talking about the Ghostbusters Legos because her husband insisted on getting them for his birthday, if I remember correctly. And I was like, oh. But I've just gotten so far into now they have Scooby-Doo Legos. This is what I grew up with. Not the Legos, but the Scooby-Doo. And I can't help myself. My wife's like, do you want these? I'm like, I don't need that. I mean, it'd be very nice. But she goes, it comes with the Headless Horseman. So hard to turn down. So hard to turn down.
If it's a headless horseman, what do they pull off the mask to find out who it is?
You know, he is a guy riding with a pumpkin on his head, but they still called him the headless
okay,
horseman.
Okay, you do know gotcha. Generations from now, some archaeologist is going to be looking, hey, here's that Lego set, but we're missing the head. They're going to be looking all over trying to find
it.
That's
a pumpkin.
Yeah,
that's right.
You
that's
hope.
Right. Yeah. So. Did you grow up with Legos, Chuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, some. Not some. Like it is now.
Mm-hmm. No, well, it's very prolific now, that is for sure.
Yeah.
I have a ton of Legos, and my boys have enjoyed playing with the ones I had growing up and their own sets, but they're just so specialized now and
they're in Spock sets, yes. You know?
Exactly. Yes. When you said 80,000, I thought, I don't know, maybe Spock that was just set, one new set or something like
that.
Yeah. Holy smokes. So we did have a very interesting twist this week regarding Legos in chemistry and biochemistry. A student, maybe I'll share the name later, Kendra, came into the main office and said that they had just put together what is relatively known as one of the biggest Lego sets out there, if not the biggest, the Death Star playset, and asked Jane if he could display it in the main office of chemistry.
And how did Jane Schley respond?
I will talk to you guys about it after the show. I shouldn't have brought it up. It's like, that'll be cool for about 30 seconds, basically. But I'll tell you what, folks. This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Frankly, we haven't had any Lego questions in a while. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. Send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. When last we left our heroes, a wonderful set of questions from Marilyn and Dennis Pachorik of Munising, Michigan. We are about halfway through, so we can keep going with these fishy questions, if you remember correctly. And very interesting question. Let's see if you guys can pick up on this. What does Jiro, J-I-R-O, what does Jiro dream of?
Nemo?
No. But it's got to be something fish-based, right?
Yeah, I would think.
Filet of fish.
What if I told you that President Obama has eaten at this very exclusive Tokyo restaurant?
Sushi?
Sushi, yes. Jiro dreams of sushi.
Oh, yeah, that's that movie. Isn't that the famous sushi maker, I think?
I think that's what it sounds like.
Nobu. Isn't Nobu the...
No, it was a documentary that was out last year.
Gotcha.
According to cuteness.com, what's the most common name in America for a pet fish?
Fluffy.
Not Fluffy.
Spike.
Nope.
Nemo.
Marilyn and Dennis point out we really thought the answer would be Wanda, but we were wrong.
Goldie?
You guys are a little too far outside the realm of possibility.
Flushable.
You might want to think about...
fishy.
You might want to think about our question about Jiro.
Jiro?
It is
sushi.
Sushi is the number one fish name.
That's kind of creepy.
That is kind of creepy.
That's really weird.
That's kind of naming your cow hamburger.
I just was going to... Oh, my goodness.
Psychic. Oh, my jinx. Oh.
That was weird.
Okay. Oh, my.
Two brains, one spinal column.
Where is the world's largest fiberglass fish?
Minnesota.
It is not.
No?
Wisconsin.
Fiberglass
It's in
fish.
Wisconsin.
It is.
Do you know where it is?
How did you know that?
Appleton?
No.
Madison.
Green
Madison.
Bay.
How about instead of guessing a city, the actual location? It's at a very important building.
The Capitol Building?
In Wisconsin. Not the... It's on top of the state capitol.
Lambeau Field.
Nope.
It just smells of it. Oh.
It's at the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame.
Oh, I was almost there.
In Hayward, Wisconsin. I'm giving
didn't
you personal
know
credit.
That.
That's cool.
Do you know that Hall of Fame?
I didn't know they had that Hall of Fame.
Road trip.
Yeah,
remote broadcast.
Okay, George.
Yeah, Michael, can we pack everything and go to Wisconsin?
No, it's true. That's true. What state grants the most fishing licenses? Parenthetical, this was a huge surprise to us.
Michigan?
It's not.
Hawaii.
Some New York. Landlocked.
I think you need to think about coastline.
Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
No.
California.
California is what it says.
Well, they have the most population, too, so maybe.
Well,
maybe.
I think it fits together, then.
But you think, like, Michigan and Minnesota, Land of Lakes.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, but you can fish a lot more of the year.
Or discreetly enough.
Without ice. Fish. Without an ice house, or whatever you want to call that. Cold
it's
box.
True.
What's the first reference to someone sleeping with the fishes? It's a very old
Godfather?
Reference. It's not. It's way older than that.
Wow, is it from a movie?
It is from ancient
in the Bible.
Terms. It's on par with the Bible, I'd put it.
The Quran?
Also the
No.
Well, it's on par. I mean,
Hammurabi's
it's
Code?
On par.
Well, getting closer.
Magna Carta.
Oh, think of your ancient literature.
The scroll, Deep Sea Scrolls?
Nope.
The Blarney Stone?
Nope. A very famous classical piece of literature.
Beowulf?
Nope. It's from the Iliad.
Was that Ulysses?
Achilles mortally wounds Lycaon, throws him in a river, and taunts him, "Make your bed with the fishes now."
Oh. Interesting.
Kinda. I don't think it's right to taunt people after you kill them. It's just not right. I
mean, comic books would not exist if that.
Darn right. That's right. The Joker and true. Batman just wouldn't work out.
Oh, my. Minnesota brewery Lake Made Beer was prohibited by the FAA from doing what? Yes, there is a fish connection.
Flying? It's FAA. I mean,
having fish swim in their beer tanks?
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, I feel like I got to give you partial credit. Yeah, these innovative entrepreneurs at Lake Made Brewery, known as the Fisherman's Beer, they were using drones to deliver 12 packs to ice fishermen until the, and I quote, "grouchy old FAA" swooped in and grounded them.
Nice. Well, that's an accurate description. Gosh.
Lake Made Beer. That is funny stuff. I feel like we have a kinship with this great state of Minnesota and probably Wisconsin, too, when it comes to all that kind of stuff.
That kinship being that close family members of mine can't distinguish whether I live in Michigan or Minnesota.
Possibly. Oh. However, we have the most remarkable shaped state, so I feel like that would be something, you know, that...
Seems like.
Yes. Yeah, Wisconsin's trying to steal it, though.
Yeah.
I heard about that. They wanted to call their state the glove or the mini or something. Yeah.
Boo. What is an OPA? O-P-A-H.
Flaming cheese.
Yeah,
it's right. A song.
But that's Opa, not Sanganaki.
It's a saying.
Opa. It's German for grandpa.
Possibly. No? What does it have to do with fish?
Fish, right.
Grandpa smells like fish.
It's the first kind of fish of this type ever discovered early 2015. This is only a few months old.
What?
First kind of fish.
Ever discovered?
Fish? A kind of fish.
Huh. Microscopic. Look this one up
for sure.
Oh, man, this has got to be super deep water.
What kind of fish are there?
Deep water? Actually, you have to think about what kind of animals fish are. They're certainly vertebrates. But they're also known by another classification.
Tasty?
Guns are for hunting dangerous and delicious animals. But not fish. No, it's the first warm-blooded fish.
Wow.
Classified as a fish for its scales and living under the water, but it's warm-blooded. Deep in the Pacific Ocean, it was found next to those thermal vents that give off all that super heat.
So
they're able to live down there.
Spiffy.
Yeah,
it's
awesome. Pretty crazy. Where is Muskellung Lake State Park?
In the UP?
Partial credit.
Wisconsin?
Newberry. Actually, there was just an article in the Free Press about Newberry, Michigan the other day.
Yeah.
They have a theater up there that one lone gentleman runs movies on still. Since he refuses, because of the money, to upgrade to digital, he may never be able to show movies there again, ever again.
He's going to be showing home videos now. That's awesome.
Oh, my. What kind of fish is a muskellung, by the way?
It's a muskie.
Muskie, yep.
It's a big pike.
Kind of a pike. Yep. Very well done. Newberry, Michigan is about, I'm going to say it's south of Munising. It's sort of in the middle of the UP, in the direct middle. What company first offered that favorite of American children in the 1950s, the fish stick?
Mrs.
Gordon's.
Gordon's, Fisherman.
Yeah.
They're given bonus points if you know the name of the person who invented them. Wow.
Mrs.
Dave
Fields?
Gordon?
I don't even know. It wasn't a Gordon named person. I'm trying to think about how I could give you a clue about this. There was a very interesting shoe store that used to, local shoe store that used to sell in the Detroit area.
Red Wing?
Not Red Wing.
Wolverine?
This is the best I got here.
Caterpillar?
Kinney is what it was. Kinney. Anybody shoes? Remember shopping at Kinney?
Kinney Shoes. Great American shoe store.
That wasn't just me then, huh? Charlie the Tuna has a girlfriend. What's her name?
Charlotte? Charlotte?
Katie. Catherine?
Sarah.
Kate.
Sushi? No, Mary. It is a play on words, meaning of high quality and worth its value. I don't even know what else I can do.
Highbrow tuna?
Check out starkist.com/Charlie is what it says right here. His girlfriend's name is Premia.
Premia. That's
fantastic. The lore.
That sounds like
logos.
A new Toyota vehicle or something like that, doesn't it?
It sounds like Premi to me.
Yeah.
What was PHA's famous line from The Day of the Dolphin? We know he wasn't a fish, but we like this one. Did anybody see Day of the Dolphin, the movie?
No.
It's messed up. Fa loves Pa. Okay. Well, we did very poorly on those questions. And, you know what that means.
We are chum.
Absolutely nothing.
We are chum.
We are chum.
Well, let's send him a dead fish.
I know. So we'll technically,
send him a can of sardines inside one of our special Ask the Professor gift bags.
That's
We will be thrown out the back of the boat.
That's according to the grading rubric, we are casting about.
All right. So we sunk.
We need a bigger boat. We need a bigger boat, that's all.
Another new set of questions here. Fantastic set of questions from our old friend. Dear profs, it's a little after Labor Day. I'm sure your fine campus is off to another successful academic year.
Yeah, right.
As well as new shows. We definitely think it's going to be successful. So when I'm not fearing for my life out here in the wildfires and drought, I've taken it upon myself to send in a list of 20 new questions all across the board. Warm wishes, Frank Burrows of Valencia, California. Thanks, Frank. That's totally cool. In what year did these three TV shows end their very long runs? Certainly in one case, Bonanza, Laugh-In, Mod Squad.
Mid-70s.
Mod Squad. 76? 75?
Were they all the same year?
It was all the same year. It was actually 73, but you guys were throwing a dart near very, very close to...
three separate questions.
True Locus. The True Locus. What famous blues musician had a cameo appearance as one of the band members in Otis Day and the Night's Band in the movie Animal House?
Chuck Berry?
No, it wasn't. Very famous blues musician.
B.B. King?
B.B. King, yeah.
Muddy Waters?
Nope.
One of the Blues Brothers?
Nope.
That would have been
Stevie
reasonable.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Famous blues musician?
Stevie Ray Vaughan?
No, it wasn't Stevie Ray Vaughan, no. I'm sorry, I don't remember what instrument this person played. Otherwise, I probably could give you a better clue.
I bet it was guitar or harmonica.
Good call. Steel guitar. The last name is the same as a very famous kind of supercomputer.
Cray.
Robert Cray.
Yes. Never heard of him. Guitar? Anybody?
Guitar.
Cray.
Guitar.
Okay.
Famous fish.
Woefully.
Sort of.
Crayfish.
We call it crawfish in the South.
Yeah,
we call it delicious here. So I'm always thinking food. I'm sorry, I'm hungry.
Yeah, and the second you said that, my stomach grumbled.
You're thinking How's Bayou over on Woodward?
Oh my gosh, that's a good place to eat.
It is.
What are the two members that make up the band Steely Dan?
Steely and Dan. Come on.
Fagan?
Was it Dan Fogerty?
No.
It's Don Fagan.
Don Fagan. Who's the other one?
Same name as the main character from Breaking Bad. First name?
Walter.
Walter
White?
Walter Disney.
Hold on. Walter.
Says Walter Becker. That's what it says here. Don Fagan. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I can't help when you said the Steely Dan thing. I know I've told this joke before, but it's one of my all-time favorites of little kids speak. Asking my then 6-year-old, now 7-year-old, what three ingredients, Enzo, do you think go into traditional hot dogs? And he thought for a second, traditional, hot, and dogs.
Smart. Smart boy.
Pretty close, actually.
Yeah. He's going to be a good test taker.
Yeah. Yes. He's going to be one of those guys that, on the SAT, he's going to be doing patterns with the dots. Like I did. So.
Save us all. What country? It's not the United States. Has the world's largest IKEA.
Sweden.
It's not Sweden.
No. Canada. No, Philippines. It's not. Or Indonesia. China.
No.
England. Paris. Japan.
A very, very westernized East Asian nation.
Okay. Well, I did go with
South
Japan.
Korea?
South Korea is what it says here.
No kidding.
South Korea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they have so much, it's so condensed.
It's true.
So urban, so condensed. They really need those special units they have.
I bet it's a skyscraper and not like big this way. You know what I mean?
They have really fast internet there too.
Do they?
They do. Yes. I think all of Asia does. Don't they?
Yeah.
We're behind on everything, huh?
Faster than us, that's for sure.
Way faster.
First year that the Boeing 747 flew, what was it? That's a good one too.
74?
72. No, it was a little earlier than 74 and 72.
When did the disaster movie start?
Oh, 71.
Airplay. Robert Kennedy.
I'm giving it to Chuck because he said 72 is 70 is what it said. First Boeing 747. And I can't help but notice we still haven't seen a 777, right?
Yeah.
It's
kind of
freaky. Yeah. Well, that came out 2 years ago and we haven't seen one flying through the air.
Oh.
You can't miss it. It casts a big shadow. This actress was born in Oslo, Norway. had her father killed in World War II, was adopted by Detroiters in 1949 before heading out to Hollywood and achieving fame on a science fiction TV show that ran from 1965 to 1968. Who is she?
Lieutenant Uhura?
Nope, it's not Star Trek.
That's not
this. Angela Cartwright.
Nope.
What other science fiction shows are out?
Well, Lost in Space is the one.
Lost in Space?
It's Lost in Space.
Marta Kristen.
Lockhart.
Yeah, Marta Kristen.
The gal that played
Detroiter.
She played Judy. She was the teenage daughter, right?
Yeah. Yes, the older daughter.
Isn't that Jetsons?
No, Lost in Space. No, Lost in Space.
But Judy, wasn't she the daughter in the Jetsons?
Yeah. His boy Judy, or his daughter Judy, Jane his wife.
Yeah, something. Dog Astro.
And Elroy.
Close, yeah.
His boy Elroy, that's it.
His boy Elroy. Oh, jeez. That same kid I just mentioned about a week ago said to me, oh, that reminds me of the one cartoon dad. It's like the Jetsons, but it's cave people. I'm like, I think it used to be explained the other way around.
Flintstones?
Flintstones? That's what he meant. And what was he referring to? The Simpsons episode that Homer was singing.
Oh, no.
The theme song, yes. What Canadian city is the gateway to the West? We know it's St. Louis in the States.
Winnipeg,
yeah.
It's in the middle. It's got to be.
Back to Winnipeg.
Thank you to our Canadian.
I'm good for
resident.
Something.
Oh, this is going to keep us busy for at least a minute or
oh,
two.
No.
If folks haven't figured it out yet, we do have a map of the United States, continental United States on the wall. We put little pins in when people send us questions. Is it readable? I don't know. I'm not wearing my glasses. Name the 9 states that have no repeating letters in their names.
New York.
New York is one of them.
Maine.
Maine.
Vermont.
Vermont.
Florida.
Florida.
Nice.
Texas.
Yep, you're over 50%. Think short state names.
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Yeah, I was just there.
Duh. Yeah, you've been everywhere. You've been everywhere, Dan. How about we have so far?
We're missing 3. 2 of them start with the same letter. We got Vermont.
Oh. I was going to say Kentucky, but there's 2 K's in there.
Mm-hmm. 2 of them start with the letter I.
Iowa.
Yep.
Iowa.
Idaho.
And
Idaho. Oh, leaving okay. only...
Ooh. Only two more.
Two more? Why?
Just one
more. One more.
One more.
Mm-hmm. Dear
you guys
little...
are looking at the map. I'm trying to do this without even the map.
I'm a Canadian.
Doing good. Only just now.
Just for fun. Is it Mississippi?
No, it's not. Although, according to one of my favorite funky trivia things that I've ever seen on cable channels, How the States Got Their Shapes, which is also a series of books you can buy. They're very fun. The original name for this state was going to be Deseret.
Rhode Island?
Mm-mm.
Deseret,
which, for the record, is a Mormon term.
Utah.
You got state. It. Very nice. I mean, you had 5 without any prompting from me, so I'm giving it a major thumbs up. Big time. The Pilgrims were initially set to sail on what boat prior to the Mayflower? Unfortunately, it sprung leaks, and they switched to the Mayflower.
The April Flower?
Yeah. Where's Jim Tubbs when we need him for
I know. Right. He knows these boat ones, right?
Well, was it the Italian cruise liner that beached itself?
Jeez.
The Achille Lauro?
You need to think about it in sort of a proper, prudish, Protestant way of thinking. Something that you would have expected, you know, to get to North America very fast.
The Exodus.
I mean, you're getting there. You're, you know,
Das Boot.
Thinking Providence. No.
Oh.
Is it a Bible name?
It is not. It is, well, I'm going to mess this up if I attempt to go syllable by syllable. It was the Speedwell is what they called it, versus the Mayflower. Like, let's get there fast. Well, let's get there in May, you know. They switched it up, like Professor Chow said. A little known fact. So everybody knows that the Beatles made their big U.S. appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show with him hosting. Elvis made his debut on the Ed Sullivan Show, but Sullivan was recuperating from an arm injury and someone else was the host that night. This is a good piece of trivia. Who was it? Very famous, classic Hollywood actor. A long line family of actors.
Fairbanks? Douglas Fairbanks?
Mm-mm.
Barrymore?
Initials C.L.
Charles Lawton,
yeah.
Nice.
He comes from a long line of...
He does?
Lawton.
Well, I like it.
Let's see. In what city in 1961 was the first suicide prevention hotline set up? In what major city? Metropolitan area?
Where would people want to commit suicide?
New York, San Francisco.
LA.
New York City.
San Francisco.
The Golden Gate Bridge. Oh. It's got some lure for people jumping for some reason.
That is messed up.
They need to have phone lines lining the bridge.
They actually have phones.
They do? Uh-huh. Wow, that's impressive.
So they've also got nets, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right. I knew about the
they
nets.
They put all that stuff up there. But for some odd reason, that is just a lure for people for jumping. Mm-hmm. Because I think there's something on PBS a while back on it. I can't remember. Anyway.
Who was People Magazine's first sexiest man alive?
Burt Reynolds.
It wasn't.
Same era?
It was actually in the era right after that.
Tom Selleck.
You're getting closer.
Did he have a mustache?
Most people would not call him the sexiest man alive now.
They would say Pope Francis.
He's a little bit goofy.
Oh,
Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson is what it says here. Yeah, it was his first sexiest man alive.
Hmm.
I was going to guess Dennis Quaid, but I couldn't remember which one is the goofy one and which one is...
The goofy one.
Randy, okay.
Yeah, Randy's the looking one. Right.
In police jargon, what's a loser cruiser?
Paddy wagon?
Play with that one a little bit. No?
Loser.
It's someone else's car. It's not the police's car.
Ah.
A fake one?
Getaway car?
I'm sorry?
A getaway car?
No.
Is it the parking enforcement car?
No. No, I'm thinking, is that like one of those...
This is a veiled Ferndale joke.
Is this one of those fake police cruisers?
It is. It's someone who's purchased an ex-police car but not changed the paint on it.
I hate those people. You see other
cops, yeah.
You know what? They all look the same driving them.
No kidding.
That's where I'll end my commentary.
Yep.
I hate those things. Seriously. Take a look.
What's the largest moon in the solar system, where Earth's moon is actually the fifth largest moon?
It's Io.
It's not Io.
Titan?
Is it on Jupiter?
It's not Titan. It is Jupiter's moon. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of 2001 this week.
Europa. That's a good guess.
Nope. Europa's a great guess.
Jupiter's got like 20-something moons, I think.
Oh, it's got more than that.
I only know three.
Pick one.
Starts with G, very famous story from Greek mythology. No ideas, huh?
We'll know it as soon as you say it.
Ganymede.
Oh, yeah.
Name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Ganymede. Mm.
Did not know that.
I grew up with the Monopoly knockoff that was the solar system. It was called Solar Quest. Basically the exact same game, but you went around the solar system.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Buying planets and moons. Exactly.
Buying moons?
Rocket fuel.
It's very educational.
It was very educational.
Go straight to the sun. Burn up
What famous book had a working title, The Last Man in Europe?
The Count of Monte Cristo?
No, it's a book that had a title that is only numbers. Oh, we're going to have to wait for this? Oh. I don't think so. It was George Orwell's 1984. Pretty interesting. The Last Man in Europe. The last people who have to say goodbye today are Professor Chuck Hokit.
Hey, have a good one.
Professor Jason Roach.
If you go to Europe, get me tickets.
Professor Dave Chow.
See ya.
If you go to Europe, take
Maggio.
Me.
And Professor Kendra Evans.
Peace.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.